Blog Talk Radio.
Someone got under my skin today.
because of that, I'm ready to run. Okay, I'm ready to run. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to take your calls if you want to call in and give me your thoughts on this. I'm ready, right? I'm ready because this person really got under my skin, and I like this person, but they got under my skin today. And when you get under the skin of the king, it's hard to get out. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, before I get into the show, let's see. Let's look at the weather. Well, my Hawks lost last night, but that's okay. They lost last night, but they played a good game. And, if you guys watch the game, one of the guys from the Cavaliers, J.R. Smith, he just got hot. He got hot, and he couldn't, they couldn't cool him off, so to speak. They couldn't stop him. He, everything, he went in the basket. So that's how it goes sometimes, and that's how it is in basketball. Today's high is right now in the ATL. We're looking at 78 degrees, partly sunny skies, and we had a high of 80 today. Tomorrow's going to be 83 and partly cloudy. On Saturday, we're looking at 89 degrees, partly cloudy. And Sunday, sunny, bright sun, and 91 on Sunday. Monday, the holiday, we're looking at 92, partly cloudy degrees. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is, here we go. Umpteen, U-M-P-T-E-E-N, umpteen. I know, and it's an adjective, and it means very many, or indefinitely numerous, umpteen. I mean, okay, I've used umpteen, you got umpteen of those. Umpteen, I never thought that was a word, but apparently it is. Umpteen, U-M-P-T-E-E-N. That means a lot, very many, indefinitely numerous. He got umpteen cars. Oh, he got umpteen pairs of shoes. That means he got a lot, right? He's got a lot. So that's umpteen, our word of the day. I didn't think that that was a word. Did you? Did y'all think that was a word, umpteen? No, you didn't. Don't tell that. Anyway, hey, today's episode is entitled, Why Are Men and Women So Color Struck Today? Why are men and women so color struck today? And so we're going to discuss the reasons and the why when someone says that they like men or women that are a certain skin color. Okay? And when you think about this, and I think about this in African American men and women. And when you think about it, outside of that, like for white men and white women, you think of a blonde, a brunette, someone who's got like tanned skin or a darker complected white person or a lightly complected white person. Right? So why are men and women so color struck? And when you think about it, someone gave me this topic today, and when I think about it, it's like, but for me, I'm not color struck. Okay? I like them all. There's no preference for me. and I know people listening saying, you know, crazy stuff about Frank, but it's just women. You know, my mom always taught me to, you know, to like women. I guess that's where I got it from, is my mom. And, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm this womanizer and all this. That's not me. But I do like women, okay? And I'm not gonna, you know, back off of that or anything like that. That's just me, all right? And, you know, I mean, my wife's listening to the show right now. So, but she knows this, and that's just how it goes, right? And that's who I am. I keep my show 100, right? I keep my show 100. Now, before I actually get into some of the different things about this, I have a caller from the 760 area code, the first three digits of 708. Let's see here. Caller. Let's see. Hold on.
Nope.
Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Y'all still got
Yeldy? I love how y'all still do that.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Y'all still got Yeldy? Ain't that his name, Yeldy?
Oh yeah, y'all.
I don't know who that is, but they're listening to the show. Anyway, I guess they didn't realize that they were up on the show. That's how it goes. Okay, so why are men and women so color struck? And you know, because some men, it's just like booty. Some men like big booties. Some men like not so big booties. Some men like fat women. Some men like skinny women. Some women like fat men. Some women like skinny men. Some men, women like dark-skinned men. Some women like light-skinned men. You know, so there, you know, but why are men and women so color struck? I don't know why that is. Again, I don't have a preference about that. Okay? I don't have a preference. Do you? Do you have a preference? If you're a woman, do you like light-skinned men or do you like dark-skinned men? Or do you like men that are in between? Okay? And you know, for my white audience out there, do you like blonde hair women or you like brunettes? Or do you like redheads? Or do you like women who has some color to their skin? Maybe some, you know, they like, you know, keep their bodies in good shape and go to the tanning bed and maybe lay out in the sun and get a slight tan on them. What do you like? 818-301-5834. You guys can just press the number one if you want to talk, or you can just listen to me. I don't mind. But anyway, so but why are they so color struck? I guess it's just their preference. Okay, it's just their preference. And when you know, when you think about some of the white friends that I have, they like to date blonde hair women. Some of the guys say that blondes are a little bit more outgoing. Okay? So that's what they like. And then some guys like the brunettes. Some guys like the redheads. I've always heard that redheads are, you know, almost like devils. They're mean and they'll do something to you, right? So be careful of the redheads, all right? But, you know, people of color say that they like light-skinned women or dark skinned women? What do you like? You know, you like light skinned men or dark skinned men? Now, my sister in law, she likes the darker skinned men, but she didn't marry a dark skinned man. So what? How do you figure that? How do you figure that? And you know, some women say that, you know, light skinned men or red men are dogs. So they don't like red men. And some men say that they really like the you know, the light skinned women or the red bones. Okay, red bones. And so you know, it's just your preference. Okay? It's just your preference. Again, I don't have a preference there. I don't know if you guys have a preference, but I don't have a preference. My wife isn't dark skinned, she isn't light skinned either. So, you know, figure that, right? And figure that in saying that it's not the skin tone. It's the person. Okay? It's who they are within. Okay? And you say, you know, you might find a beautiful blonde. Then they say blondes are dinky. So, you know, they don't have it all upstairs, or they very naive. Okay? But it's not about blonde, brunette, whatever. It's what they have or what they are within. It's where their hearts are. That's what it's all about. Okay? And some people are beautiful on the exterior. Their damn attitudes and the way that they are makes them an ugly person. I knew a lady who was, she was actually in our church, and she was a retired educator, retired teacher, and she was a short and nice looking woman. Okay, short, nice looking woman. I mean, she kept herself in shape, you know, and all this, and she was a nice looking woman. And she drove a nice big Cadillac. She drove a big Cadillac, her and her husband. But this was a nice looking woman. And she was part of the board at the church. But one day she got so nasty in the Bible study class that we couldn't believe it. I mean, we were just looking around with our mouths. I mean, she was nasty. And because of that, that made her an ugly person. Right? Beautiful on the exterior. But man, within, she was nasty. And she let you know, man. She'll let you know. And then that you know, that made her an ugly person. And then you got just the opposite. You got people who are you know, what you call ugly on the outside. I'm not very attractive. I won't say ugly. I'm going to say not very attractive on the outside. They're beautiful people because of their attitude and their ways makes them beautiful people. And I know some of those as well. Okay? And I got a friend that went to high school with me. Very dark skinned, and you know, not very attractive. But this guy, person on the inside, that, you know, hey, you'll fall in love with this guy as a friend. Right? You'll fall in love with this guy as a friend. And you know, that's really what it's all about. It's not about being color struck. It's not about light skin, dark skin, white, you know, or pale or tan or blonde or redhead or brunette or what have you. It's not about that. But it's about who they are on the inside. Okay? And I wanted to say that because a lot of people to that mode where they think that they don't want a light-skinned brother. Okay? But, I mean, you may not want a light-skinned brother because you think that they're all dogs. But you'll meet a dark-skinned brother and think you got the dog by the tail. But he turns out to be a straight fool, you know? And then what? What's your theory behind that? I still like my dark-skinned brothers. Yeah, well, you know, your myth is out the window because he really dogged you, okay? So that's not what it's about. But it is about what's within, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, I'm not one who will prefer some. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I've never dealt with a fat woman. Okay. And you know, what I call fat is, her, she's heavier than me, okay? If she's heavier than me and short and stubby and heavier than me, that's not going to be someone that I, you know, lash out to or go after, right? I'm just being honest, right? I'm being 100 on my show. I wouldn't go for a fat woman, okay? Now, a lot of fat women are, you know, good-looking women. Usually they have beautiful faces, and a lot of them are beautiful people on the inside, okay? But, again, it's about preference. That's not, you know, it's not my preference. But there are a lot of guys out there who love fat women or love big women. And there's a lot of guys out there who like those little old skinny women. But like you know, my dad used to say, hey, she's so skinny, you get her in bed, you'll break her. You know, her leg will break off or something like that, you know. And that used to be funny to me, just because my dad was saying it, right? But you know, it's your preference. And again, you have to be careful and understand what is on the inside. Okay, you can find a fine, beautiful woman. Like a Vanessa Williams or somebody, and find a fine, beautiful woman, and, you know, it's like she may be fine and beautiful to you, but how is she on the inside, right? Hey, you like to know, right? You like to know. But on the other hand, you have to be the one to vet these women. You have to be the one to vet these men. And what I mean by vet these people is that you have to get to know them. You know, you can get to know them, and then you'll know if they're who you want to be with. She may be beautiful, but she may be a fool on the inside. She may be a a tough cookie on the inside. But, you know, hey, some people like that, right? Some people like that. 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Hey, I'm cracking up in here. People got me laughing, telling me to cut it. But, you know, I try to say what's on my mind. I try to keep it 100% on my show. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I don't want to sugarcoat anything, right? So I want to tell people exactly how I feel or what I'm thinking, all right? And, you know, so that's how I run my show. And again, if I start to do something out of the ordinary, and anybody that know me, listen to the show, know how I am, and hopefully you guys will call me and say, Frank, you know, you're not talking right, man. You're going down the road. I would appreciate that. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I have a little over a minute left in the show. And tomorrow is Free for All Friday. Now, I'm not very sure, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to have a show tomorrow. I'm hoping to have a show tomorrow, but I'm also hoping that I can get my truck to get service tomorrow. So if I don't have a show, that's what I'm doing. But if I do have a show, you know that I wasn't able to get my truck in and get it serviced. Anyway, tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, guys, I'll see you in about 23.5 hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See you.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.